Yes, friend, did you know when you woke up this morning, when you woke up, wiped the sleepy out of your eyes, right there on your nightstand, was His mercies brand new for you yet again this morning. He is so, so good. Amen. Well, friend, welcome to Sunday, this January the 14th, 2018, almost said 17 there. It's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. If you are not too familiar with the program, it is all about Jesus. Yeah, we focus on Him. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. And I'll tell you what, looking at, the next 30 minutes or so, I think you will be uplifted. I think you'll be encouraged. I think it will help prepare your heart and your mind on Christ. As we start things off here this half hour, here's music from Selah and more of you here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We have had enough of getting everything we want. We are weary of living this life just for us. Oh, forgive us of seeking your hand and not your face. Come and empty us, Father, we're desperate in this place. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more of you. You have given us so much more than we deserve. You deliver us by the power of your word. So God, we lift you up, giving you the honor that is yours. Thank you for your love, Father, this is what we're living for. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more. Oh, the love that covers us. Oh, the Savior's mercy. Spotless bride. Oh, the love. Oh, the love that covers us. Oh, the Savior's mercy. Oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close. More and more.
Isn't that a great song? It's Selah and more of you. Hey, so good to fellowship with you. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to today's edition of Sunday Worship. And Valentine's Day is coming up next month. In fact, right after Christmas, many of the big stores already rolled out Valentine's Day stuff on December 26th. That's so funny, but Valentine's Day is next month, falls on a Wednesday this year. You know, Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Think about that. That while we were still sinners, I'm going to be honest with you, it is easier, not easy, but easier to forgive somebody who has done an offense to you that was in the past, right? Something they did maybe years ago, months ago, but it is hard to forgive somebody when they're still doing the offense to you. But God demonstrated his own love for us that while we were still sinning against him, he died for us. You know, Billy Graham once said, "God proved his love on the cross. While Christ hung and bled and died, it was God's way of saying to the world, I love you."
He loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on Mountain Peak. And he loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. Smiles in sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in the harmony. All creation joins in unity, we sing to him majestic symphony. But his favorite song of all is the song. As they sing, "Holy, holy is the Lamb."
Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Heaven's choirs in harmony lift up praises to the great I Am.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
While he lifts his hands for silence, when the weak is saved by grace, begins to sing. And the listen as a newborn soul sings, "I have been redeemed." That's his favorite song of all.
Not just melodies and harmonies that capture his attention.
listening to Sunday Worship. Blessed today. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Hey, when you have some time, maybe today or in the next day or so, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. We post pretty much every day some great encouraging quotes and Bible scriptures and lots of other great stuff as well. So be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You know, I heard somebody say, oh, a while back, that there's nothing more powerful than the heart of a volunteer. I think that's so true. We got many volunteers here at the ministry. And, you know, it's so easy to get into the mindset that serving God is a chore. It's our job. It's our duty. We have to do it. The fact of the matter is that God loves a cheerful giver. He loves a volunteer. You know, when I think of that verse, the first thing that comes to mind is monetary giving. But God wants us to cheerfully volunteer every good thing He has so mercifully allowed for us to have. Things we often take for granted. Our time, energy, abilities, talents, our homes, cars, families, all that we have, all that He has cheerfully given to us. So friend, let's make it a point to volunteer some of these things to the Lord this week. Let's begin to bless the Lord and bless those around us, and let's do it cheerfully.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart, yeah. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. It's all about you. It's all about you. I'll bring you more than a song. heart, into my heart. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. Yeah. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song.
Oh, yes, keeping the main thing. The main thing, friend, it is all about Jesus, keeping him at the center of our lives. What a great song to put things back into focus. That's Matt Redman and The Heart of Worship. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. You know, Matthew 14:23, this is Jesus here. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. You know, friend, there were times that Jesus separated himself from the multitudes, and there are times when we, you and me, need to separate ourselves from our own lives and ministry and spend some time with our Lord. So here on this Sunday, whatever you may be dealing with, whatever it may be, you may just need to separate yourself and climb up to spend some time with the Lord. Get centered on him and focus on what he's calling you to do. God wants us to learn to climb to the top of that mountain and focus all of our lives on his will. So let's take some time out this weekend and spend some time with Jesus. That's right, Keith and Kristen Getty reminding us to walk by faith and not by sight. A great reminder here on our Sunday. It's Joey Kroll with you here on Sunday Worship. And don't forget to tune in to the Monday edition to Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. And Mark, Jason, and the rest of the team here do a great job to help you get up and going each and every morning. So be sure to tune in to tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends to help you get through your Monday. You know, the coffee needs to be a little bit stronger on a Monday, that's for sure. Well, Fred, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people this morning, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.